Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. You need a little upbeat news. You need something to help you just get along with your day because it's kind of you're dragging your feet. It's a great place to go to get a little bit motivated. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in an incredibly good mood today.
Yeah, I bet you are on your way to the Rose Bowl in about a month.
That is right. I might add the trip to Indy along the road was nothing short of spectacular. The crowds were great. The venue was amazing. And just the overall atmosphere was terrific. And really, the Ohio State people were pretty giddy, pretty happy. And as they told us, they like Michigan State. Their battle, as is with ours, is but the other group down in Ann Arbor, or the team up north, I think, is what they say down there. So it was a great time all the way around.
I just want to get your take on what the experience was like, especially after it appeared that the Spartans were going to win, what the celebration was like.
Tony, you know, it's funny because my son and I and my wife, there were a group of us there, looking around, the place was really wild. It was festive. Now, you've got to remember, there were a lot of Ohio State people. They'd had 3 weeks longer to be ready. Excluding that element, which was large, you could just see the look, the excitement. There was so much happiness on people. You know, sports are big to people. And, you know, when Jeremy ran that last touchdown in, which was the coup de grace, or Danicos Allen, you know, stop. You know, in terms of the last, you know, stop in terms of stopping, you know, Ohio State from moving forward. There was just a feeling, you know, people slapping hands, people, you know, like pushing their hair back, just kind of an excitement, looking around, looking at the score. It was really quite a scene and quite an emotion. I actually saw a lot of tears. I saw a lot of excitement. It was really an event, really, that you really don't see a lot. It was a special, one of those special moments, like D'Antonio was really saying, that these are the moments you live for, the moments you remember, and I think fans and the group really came together. And interestingly, with the booing of Commissioner Delaney, it was really quite interesting, showing a lot of the pent-up frustration with someone who many see as idolatry to his old Big Two from the 70s of Michigan and Ohio State. You could really see the just the anger, because rarely do I've never actually seen anything like that, where you have this loud booing when the Big Ten commissioner is brought up there. So all in all, incredibly exciting, it kind of emotional and beautiful setting, and to see those, you know, the confetti come down, see the players hugging each other, see the people. It was one of those magic moments on the road to Pasadena.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the commissioner got booed. What I found interesting also was how he went out of his way. He wanted the the Michigan State fans to cheer Ohio State's being in that game when all the Ohio State fans had bailed because they lost the game. I thought that was rather inappropriate. Look, they played a good game. They lost. Leave that alone. And I thought it was also somewhat inappropriate that they had Archie Griffin, the former two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to award the MVP trophy. You know, Ohio State had their moment. It wasn't their moment. I thought it would have been a little bit more appropriate to have a Spartan great there to present the trophy. It seems like he went out of his way to try and get Ohio State props.
Well, Tony, I could only agree. Even the way the camera, I watched the game afterwards, they had it on the Ohio State side. Aaron Andrews was over on the other side. It's rather clear that the idea was that we were going to lose that game. Too bad that we disappointed. I only want to kind of laugh, Commissioner Delaney. But I also noted when he came out, you would think the first thing he would do would applaud Michigan State, okay, applaud the team, the way it won, the way it was 12-1, the way it came back, you know, completely. But instead he starts off, in effect, giving praise to Ohio State. And I have no issue with Ohio State. They do their thing, and I was happy to see that. But I did feel that the commissioner did have things in reverse. But I believe that's the way he has been over the years, even the fact we're not in the West Division, which is the most likely place for us to be, and where, as far as I know, that's where we really wanted to be. There's just obviously bad feelings there, and I don't think he did anything to really, put it this way, make things feel better and good. But excluding something like that, if anything, he was a helpful prop to help Michigan State people really get into the event and realize it's been a long time to the Rose Bowl. And when people ask me, would I rather go to the Rose Bowl or national championship, I put it in terms of numbers, and it's 80 billion to zero. That's the number of times I would rather go to the Rose Bowl versus going to the national championship. Not that I'm opposed to going to the national championship, and except for some very odd play calling, if in a kind word, in the Notre Dame game by Big Ten refs, our team, we would be in Pasadena for the national championship. So great day, great excitement, and a thousand wows times a thousand wows, Tony.
You know, the root word fan, fantastic, fanatic. When it comes to fans, I'm always amazed by how much they may cross the line. And in two instances, the one where the Alabama fan killed another Alabama fan because one fan wasn't upset enough about the loss to Auburn. And then when I see all these cases, 53 documented, of people burning things in East Lansing after MSU's football went over Ohio State, I was my boys were asking me how that happens, and I was trying to explain it to them. I also reminded them that if I ever saw that with them, they could expect to get a visit from me, because I would break them off a little something if they ever behaved that way. What gets a fan to behave in such crazy fashions over sports?
Well, there are two separate parts. Obviously, the woman who killed somebody clearly is going astoundingly over the top of inappropriateness, taking out a gun and killing someone, particularly someone they don't think is enough of a fan. That's obviously something psychologically that is clearly a real, we'll call it an anger control. There may be alcohol, there may be drugs involved, but that clearly goes beyond. In fact, I've never even heard of anything like that, Tony, taking a gun and killing someone because they're not upset enough about a loss. So let's put that in a whole separate category. What happens at Michigan State is also very, very inappropriate. It appears almost to be a tradition. I saw that on the news. Someone said, well, this is kind of a tradition. Well, it's clearly a tradition that needs to end. There's nothing wrong with getting together, being festive, walking the streets, but not setting fires and being vandals. That would be really inappropriate and something that isn't good for the community and is certainly doesn't reflect good on Michigan State. I'll be curious how many of them aren't students. It seems in the past, a lot of times these have been people who have just come into town, too, just to kind of cause some havoc. But it's very, very inappropriate. And like you, I would have been very upset with my children at Michigan State if I saw they were part of anything like that. And I hope that, again, whoever caused this destruction is going to appropriately have to come forward and pay the price.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Tony, always a pleasure. On to Pasadena.